Leo Frank, Georgia Supreme Court, Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 481. Visible translated text is as follows. 11 often misses. Frank would come up to the office on Saturday. I never saw Conley around the office on Saturday afternoon after 2 o'clock. We never had any women up in the office. I never saw any there. There is not a bed, cot, lounge, or sofa anywhere in the building. There is a dirty box with dirty crocus sacks on it in the basement on the Clark Woodenware Company side. It is very filthy and dirty down there. I went on the road on the first Saturday in January, 1913. I got back to the factory that day about 2:15 in the afternoon. There were 10 or 12 fellows there. Conley was not there. They were all there and told me goodbye, with the exception of 2 or 3 who accompanied me to the train, including Mr. Frank. There were no women at the factory. I have never seen Mr. Dalton in the factory in my life. Daisy Hopkins worked on the office floor. She left the factory June 6, 1912, as appears on the time book. Never saw her in the factory after she quit work. On the first Saturday in January, Frank remained in the office with me until 5 o'clock to catch my train. I was at the factory last Thanksgiving Day. It was very cold and rainy. It was a holiday at the factory. The office boy and Conley were also there. I ordered Conley to come back that day to clean up the box room with Frank Payne, the office boy. Conley got through about 10:30. I know he did not stay in the factory until noon. Frank and I were all of the time in the office doing clerical work. Frank left that day at 12 o'clock. We left together. I saw Frank catch his car for home that day. Frank was carrying bundles for the B'nai B'rith, which was going to have an affair that night. Mr. Frank is president of it. It is a charitable organization. It takes care of orphans and things of that sort.